You're listening to SBS News. The Australian Social Good Summit is an Australian version of an event that takes place every year in New York, with the aim of giving people the opportunity to come together to address key social issues. It was first staged in Australia in 2015, and founder Katia de Vim says it aims to empower people to realise that their own individual actions, however small, can make a difference. This year's summit will hear from a diverse range of speakers, and Katia de Vim says the gathering gives people a positive space in which to collaborate.
They can actually come together, connect, and find synergies with each other to take off some of these projects. So is this place, this forum where people feel comfortable to share ideas, to be bolder and bigger than themselves, and define and find their own tribe as well to conduct some of those projects.
Among those sharing their insights is the co-founder of the CBIN project, Peter Seglinski. CBINs act as floating vacuums which skim plastics and other pollutants out of the sea. The Australian invention can now be seen at work in marinas, ports and yacht clubs in 48 countries, including the world-famous Pier 39 Marina in San Francisco, which draws millions each year to watch the sea lions that congregate on the wharf. Peter Seglinski says the CBIN project is gradually being embraced.
You got people who are like, you know, that's a great idea, and then that's it. And then, you know, we've got these other marinas that are just amazing. They're these, like, really environmentally conscious marinas that are like, we'll take six, we'll take four, we'll have two. We don't know if it works, we'll take one as a trial, and if it works, we'll buy another one. And but there still is, like, I mean, it's very slow and it's still catching on, but we'd definitely like a few more people to step forwards and, you know, jump the line on that one.
He says while removing garbage from the ocean has obvious benefits, his invention is not going to solve the problem of plastic pollution.
It's very important to acknowledge that something like a CBIN or a technology is not the answer to the plastics in our waterways. It's not going to solve the problem. And what we've started to understand is that the only real solution is education. And, you know, that's what's going to solve our issues. And so what we've done is we've set up CBIN Foundation, an Australian registered charity, and we do a lot of educational events, science, data collection and community work. And if anyone wants to check it out, they can go to our website and you can get involved and you can get hands-on with all the work that we're doing as well.
Another keynote speaker at the Australian Social Goods Summit is Nip Wijenkrama, who's the co-founder of Gigi's Flowers. She helped set up a florist and gift hamper business that provides work for people with special needs. Part of the motivation was to help her younger sister, Guyana, who has Down syndrome, to find meaningful work. She says the social enterprise is turning a profit after 7 years of trading, but making it a success has been extremely challenging.
Doing business in the landscape that we're doing business in is really hard. You have a very vulnerable workforce that are taken advantage of historically, categorically over the years. People with disabilities have been taken advantage of in the workplace. And so Gigi really tries to amend that and change that and change the conversation around taking advantage of people with special needs. And so it's a really difficult thing to juggle between productivity and making it work. But, you know, I have this thing, and I've had this thing for years, in saying that if we provide our employees with a safe, a compassionate and a caring workplace in which they can flourish, then that is a really good ethos to start any business.
The Social Good Summit takes place at NIDA's Sydney campus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.